Welcome to INA Literature Podcast, brought to you by the Bronx Area Service Committee. Today, we're taking a look at the Bronx Area Service Committee website.
Oh, yeah.
It's your one-stop shop for all things NA in the Bronx. It's like having a digital meeting space right in your pocket.
You got it. Whether you're brand new to NA or like you've been around the block a few times, this website is designed to be a super helpful resource for anyone involved.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start on the homepage. Right off the bat, they're shouting out their 40th anniversary. That's four decades of helping people find recovery, talk about dedication.
Yeah, what's fascinating here is they're not just celebrating, you know. They're being upfront about the need for support to keep things going. There's a big donate button right there on the homepage. And they even mention accepting donations through Cash App now. Definitely keeping up with the times.
Yeah, I saw that. So convenient. They also highlight their monthly meetings, which happen on the first Saturday of every month. Like clockwork. You can actually find the virtual meeting info on their calendar page.
It's like they're saying, no excuses, come join us. Mm. And to really drive home the message, they've got this awesome quote from the NA White Booklet. It's a great reminder that NA offers a new way to live, and it's available to everyone.
Next up, the meeting list page. Now, you won't find the actual list on this page, but you will find a link to download the PDF. It's like a treasure map.
Okay.
But instead of leading to buried gold, it leads to, well, meetings.
And that's the real treasure, right? Connecting with others in recovery.
Absolutely. And speaking of treasures, the literature page is packed. It's got everything from the classic white booklet, which kind of lays out the basics of NA, to pamphlets on all sorts of topics, relapse, sponsorship, even mental health and recovery.
Yeah, and they have these group readings, too, which can be really helpful for sparking discussions. They can help you really dive deeper into the program and connect with what others are thinking.
So we already touched on donations and the calendar, which you can find through the homepage.
And while there isn't a dedicated events page, their 40th anniversary celebration is definitely an event. It would be interesting to see what they've got planned for that.
Totally agree. Okay, so before we move on to a deeper dive into the meeting list and literature, let's pause for a sec. What are your initial thoughts on the website so far? Anything stand out to you as particularly helpful or maybe even missing?
I think it's really well organized and easy to navigate, even if you're not super tech savvy. What I find really helpful is that they've included clear descriptions of each resource, so you know exactly what you're clicking on. It's not just a jumble of links.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely not one of those websites where you click around for hours and still can't find what you're looking for. I do wonder, though, do you think they could do more to highlight their 40th anniversary celebration? Maybe a dedicated page with some photos and stories from the past?
That's a great point. A little bit of visual storytelling could add a nice personal touch and really bring their history to life. It would also be a cool way to showcase the impact they've had on the community.
All right, so moving on to that meeting list. Like we said, it's in a PDF, but trust me, it's worth a download.
It really is. It's like they crammed every NA meeting in the Bronx into this one document, but in a good way.
Okay, but seriously, this meeting list is super detailed. They list the name of the meeting, the location, the day and time, even whether it's an open or closed meeting.
Oh, can you explain the difference between those for our listeners who might be new to NA?
Of course. So open meetings are open to anyone who's curious about NA. Even if they don't identify as an addict. It's a chance to learn more about the program and see what it's all about. Closed meetings, on the other hand, are specifically for people who are actively working on their recovery.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's about creating a safe and supportive space for people to share their experiences and work through the steps without feeling judged or pressured.
Exactly. And the Bronx Area Service Committee does a great job of providing a variety of meeting types to meet different needs.
You know what else I noticed? They've got a whole section for virtual meetings. That's super important for people who might not be able to get to a meeting in person, whether it's because of location, mobility, or even just comfort level.
It's like recovery in your pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, it gets people connected, and that's what matters. Mm. I think it's amazing how they're embracing technology to make recovery more accessible.
Speaking of accessibility, they've also made sure to include information about wheelchair accessibility for each meeting location. That's a small detail, but it shows they're really thinking about everyone's needs.
So thoughtful.
Yeah.
Okay, let's shift gears and talk about that literature page. We mentioned they've got the white booklet, which is a great starting point for anyone new to NA, but they also have all these pamphlets on specific topics. What stands out to you in that collection?
Well, we were talking about mental health earlier, and I think their pamphlets on mental health and recovery are especially helpful. A lot of people who come to NA are dealing with both addiction and mental health issues. And it's important to address both.
It's like recovery isn't just about getting sober. It's about taking care of your whole self. And these pamphlets really acknowledge that.
Exactly. They've got pamphlets on managing anxiety and depression in recovery, dealing with trauma, even navigating medication. They're not shying away from the tough stuff.
And I think that's super important. It makes people feel seen and understood, which can be really powerful in early recovery. Okay, but before we get too deep into the literature, let's circle back to the homepage for a second. We talked about donations and the calendar, but what about those events? I know they mentioned their 40th anniversary, but do they list any other events on the site?
Well, there isn't a dedicated events page, but they do mention the anniversary a couple of times. Maybe they'll post more details on the homepage as the date gets closer. You know, maybe they'll have a big bash with cake and balloons.
That's what I'm hoping for. I love a good party, especially when it's celebrating four decades of helping people. I'm also wondering if they might have some smaller events throughout the year, maybe workshops or speaker meetings.
That's a good point. If they do have smaller events, it might be helpful if they had a dedicated section on the website to highlight them. It would give people more opportunities to connect and learn.
All right, so let's dive back into that literature page. We talked about the pamphlets, but they also have these group readings. Have you ever participated in a group reading before?
Yeah, actually. I used to go to a group that read through the It Works chapter from the basic text every week. It was a really cool way to break down the concepts and hear different perspectives.
That's awesome. I've always found group readings to be really helpful, especially when I'm struggling with something specific. It's like having a bunch of mini therapists in the room, all offering their insights and experiences.
And it takes the pressure off of having to come up with all the answers yourself. It's a collaborative process of learning and growing together.
I love that. So for our listeners who might be new to NA or haven't tried a group reading before, can you give a quick rundown of what they can expect?
Sure. Group readings are basically like book clubs, but for NA literature. You get together with a group of people, choose a piece of writing, could be a chapter from the basic text, a pamphlet, whatever, and read it out loud, taking turns.
It's a really low-pressure way to engage with the material.
Exactly. And then after you read, you can discuss what you read, share your thoughts and experiences, and ask questions. It's a really supportive environment for learning and growing.
The Bronx Area Service Committee has a whole bunch of different group readings listed on their website. So there's bound to be something for everyone. They even have readings specifically for newcomers, which can be super helpful for people who are just starting out and might be feeling a little overwhelmed.
I think that's a really thoughtful touch. It shows that they're committed to making NA accessible and welcoming to everyone, regardless of where they are in their recovery journey.
Totally agree. Okay, so we've covered the homepage, the meeting list, and the literature page. We also touched on donations, events, and the calendar. Is there anything else on the website that you think is worth mentioning?
You know, one thing that impressed me is they have a whole section on their website dedicated to explaining NA service. They even have downloadable handbooks for different service positions.
Wait, hold on. Service handbooks. I totally missed that. Tell me more.
So in NA, service is a big deal. It's basically about giving back to the fellowship and helping others.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. And they have these handbooks for all sorts of service positions, like group officers, committee members, even people who want to help out with things like public relations or hospitals and institutions.
That's really cool. I think it's awesome that they're providing so much support for people who want to get involved in service.
It shows that they're not just focused on individual recovery. They're also thinking about the health and well-being of the entire NA community.
I love that. So for our listeners who might be thinking about getting involved in NA service but aren't sure where to start, what would you recommend?
I would definitely say check out the service section of the website. Those handbooks are packed with information and can really help you understand the different roles and responsibilities.
And even if you're not ready to take on a formal service position, there are always ways to contribute, right?
Absolutely. You can volunteer at your local group, help set up for meetings, make coffee, greet newcomers. There's always something you can do to lend a hand. Even just showing up to meetings and sharing your experience is a form of service.
That's so true. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today, but I think it's safe to say that the Bronx Area Service Committee website is a fantastic resource for anyone who's involved in NA or curious about learning more.
It's like a one-stop shop for all things NA in the Bronx.
And it's clear that they've put a lot of thought and care into making it a valuable resource for the community.
Absolutely. It's evident that they're truly committed to carrying the message of recovery to those who still suffer.
So if you're in the Bronx and looking for NA support, or even if you're just curious about what NA is all about, please visit the Bronx Area website for more resources and information.
And remember, you are not alone. There's a whole community of people out there who understand what you're going through and are ready to support you on your journey to recovery.
Beautifully said. And with that, I think it's time to wrap up our little deep dive into the Bronx Area Service Committee website. It's been a pleasure exploring this resource with you.
The pleasure was all mine.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. We hope you found this episode helpful and informative.
Keep coming back for more deep dives into the world of NA literature.
Until next time, take care and stay strong.